Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're in November, so we're going to be coming into cough, cold, flu. Well, we're already in cough, cold, flu season. I can't tell you how many times I'm getting people calling in. They sound like they have flu. They sound like they have COVID. I can't tell the difference over the phone. I tell you to go get a flu swab, go get a COVID swab so you know for sure. With flu, we can start you on Tamiflu. With COVID, until Molnupiravir or the Pfizer drug gets approved, can't really put you on anything at the start of it. But I want to know, because if it is flu, we can do some things and help you out. COVID, we isolate you, and we don't let you play against the Chiefs if you're Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, this Delta wave and this Delta variant, we just assumed the reason why it got us, despite a robust vaccination rollout, is because it evaded our vaccines. It outsmarted us. There's a whole bunch of reasons why the Delta variant came. To me, I think a big part of it was, one, it was a smarter virus. I'm going to tell you how. But two, it's because vaccinated people were treated like royalty. You don't have to wear a mask. You are COVID-free. You don't have to worry about getting COVID. Just get the vaccine. Just get the vaccine. In New York, they're going to pay $100 a kid to get the vaccine. As long as you have the vaccine, you're good. You're good. So I'm watching people who were vaccinated, and they weren't acting like they were in a pandemic. They were running around and kissing and hugging and whatever. And I'm like, look, I know you got the vaccine, but that doesn't mean you're not spreading COVID. Oh, yeah, no, I'm vaccinated. COVID doesn't even come near me. You know, like the Death Star, it's got the shield, and pew, pew, just pings away. It won't come near me. And I'm like, you guys are all wrong. So, of course, the Delta wave comes. Here we are in the summer. We're thinking, all right, we're good. We're all vaccinated. And a lot of us doctors are like, look, the vaccine is only part of it. It's not, it's not the miracle that everybody is saying. It's a miracle, but it's not going to end the pandemic. There are other things that could be going on, and we need to be, you know, open to those. And so we had the Delta wave. And sadly, a lot of unvaccinated people died, and vaccinated people died. But scientists looked closer at the Delta variant. And the Delta variant is still circulating and still out there. And they don't think it's the spike protein. Now, usually with all these variants, the spike protein is what attaches to the ACE2 receptor to get into our cell. So the virus comes, here's our cell. In order to get to our cell and not get banged up, there's got to be a receptor. It's got to get in there. And so with most of the variants, they have mutations on their spike proteins. So we think that those spike proteins get them in. And it still might. Delta variant does have spike protein mutations, but they don't think that's where the credit lies. They think, even though there's spike mutations and it was able to get into the cell, they think there was an additional mutation called the N protein that allowed Delta to inject its genetic code much more aggressively, such that our cell got infected faster and these cells were able to propagate Delta more. So researchers think an inconspicuous mutation that alters the virus structural body, being reported by Mail Online, might have played a key role in the strain becoming world dominant. They say the study found R203M, which is very unique to Delta and not the others, allowed the virus to inject up to 10 times more of its genetic code into host cells than older versions of the virus. So, as I told you, COVID enters the body. Why? The virus gets into our cell. In order for that cell to make more virus, it needs the code. these virus particles inject its code, cells overtakes the cells of machinery to make more of its virus, and then it lyses the cell. You got all these now baby viruses, and then the baby viruses jump to new cells. And it's scary. This is why viruses are linked to cancer a lot of times, because they mess with the genetic code, which is why I know a lot of you guys are freaked out about the vaccine and you're worried about any manipulation of the genetic code. But I've even told you I'm nervous about COVID and manipulating the genetic code too. I can't tell you that COVID doesn't cause cancer. COVID hasn't been around for a while. I can't tell you it does, but I can't tell you it doesn't. And when I hear that COVID sits in the brain, when I hear that COVID can go up the nerve, follow the olfactory nerve, and get into the brain, or do all these other stuff that it's doing, there is no way we're not going to hear later that there's some other sequelae to this virus hanging out in our body or affecting the cells that it did. So I am very concerned about COVID being oncogenic. We just don't have the data yet. I hope we never have the data, because that means nobody got cancer from it, but time will tell. So this study looked at this protein, and they think this could be why people infected with Delta have much higher viral load than those with earlier versions of the virus. This study was done through University of California. They tweaked a fake version of the original COVID virus to include the mutation. I don't think it's called gain-of-function research, but it could be, because they tweaked the version. But look, they're studying it. They then monitored how the modified strain interacted with lung cells in a lab compared to the original virus. The team was led by Nobel Prize winner Professor Jennifer Doudna, and they were surprised to find that R203M deposited 10 times more mRNA than the older virus. And then, to strengthen their findings, they then engineered a real coronavirus to include that mutation. They said it was 51 times more infectious than the original virus. They say that people infected with Delta COVID have a viral load 300 times higher than those that had the wild type, and that's coming from South Korea. And the viral load is how much of the virus is in somebody's blood. And it does decrease around 10 days, but we have this 10-day rule with COVID. We've had this 10-day rule. I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia, let sleeping dogs lie. Do not bring up the 10-day rule, because the 10-day rule is restrictive enough. I get it, but the 10-day rule is because the virus usually dies off and is not supposed to be active, even though you could have symptoms after 10 days. So I hope that doesn't mean that this mutation can make us still infectious longer, but they don't believe so. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools. And I took Spanish starting in 8th grade, going all the way through high school. So I took 5 years of Spanish. And I don't remember all the Spanish teachers I had, because between 8th grade to the end, that's 5 different schools. But one of the schools I was lucky enough to be at for 2 full years. So my Spanish teacher was Señor Soltero. And Señor Soltero was awesome. he would, I didn't get, you know how you get a Spanish name? You get a name. My name was Dahlia, so I didn't have to be called, you know, something else like Paco or Bruno or Isabel or whatever. So, because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to remember my other name. You know, I can't have an alter ego right now. I got too much to memorize. I'm in all these AP classes and advanced honors classes. So it's like, su nombre es Dahlia. I was like, woohoo. Although he would call me La Sandalia. Sandal. Sandalia is a sandal. So he would call me La Sandalia, the sandal. Like, okay, I'll take it, you know, as long as I don't have to try to remember too much. And Senor Soltero was fantastic. He was great. One of our textbooks was called Churros y Chocolates. And churros is that cinnamon candy or that cinnamon doughy sort of dessert treat. And nobody ever serves it with chocolate. You know, you can get a churro at Disneyland. You can get a churro in a lot of these restaurants. But I learned churros is churros and chocolates. It's supposed to have chocolate on it. You dip the churro in a chocolate sauce. It's like, oh, my gosh. I was never a flan. I didn't like flan. It's too, I don't know, gelatinous or creamy. Or I'm not also a big Tres Leches fan, but I will eat a churro con chocolate anytime, anytime. I liked my Spanish teachers. Most people do. When you go to high school, you got your math teachers. Some math teachers are way, way cool. And then some are pretty, you know, anal. But for the most part, even my kids are like, I really like my math teachers. Of the teachers that seem to get probably the most disliked, and I want to actually do a study on this, but the one thing I've just noticed, and remember, I went to a lot of schools, and I've talked to a lot of people, they're English teachers. English teachers don't seem to be as popular as some of the other teachers. Now, I don't know why that is. Is it because, you know, sometimes the teachers are so, I don't know, politically charged that they might inject politics and kids might feel a little awkward? Is it because they get criticized for their grammar? You know, if you know, Mark walked into a store, he bought a gallon of milk. If I would have said they, right, Mark walked into a store, they got a gallon of milk because I don't know what his gender is, their gender, I'd get in trouble. You had to use he, she, you get in trouble big time. So, you know, these English teachers were really on you. So even though I did really well with my English teachers and I liked all of them, I'm wondering if of all the teachers, they probably seem to fall under the least liked overall. Science teachers, as long as they make science fun and you're doing cool stuff, people usually are okay with their science teachers. Like I said, math, I love my math teachers. And a lot of math teachers, they're pretty cool. They're like, look, I understand you guys don't get it. This is how I do it. And it's like, oh, you're so cool. History teachers, history is fascinating. So if you have a history teacher that can make history come to life, that's pretty cool too. But sometimes too, you get a lot of politics in there. But for the most part, Spanish teachers are, they're awesome. Well, two Iowa teachers are now being charged as adults in the death of a Fairfield High School teacher, according to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Nohima Graber, 66-year-old Spanish teacher, was reported missing on Tuesday. Her remains were found later that day at the Chautauqua Park in Fairfield. She goes for walks there. And apparently the main suspects is 16-year-old Willard Noble Chaden Miller and Jeremy Everett Goodale, both 16 years old. They face charges including first-degree homicide and conspiracy to commit first-degree homicide. Graber apparently suffered trauma to the head. Her body was found under a tarp, wheelbarrow, and railroad ties at the park. We don't know her cause of death. We don't know why this would happen, but apparently these kids were caught and now are the main suspects. And these kids went to the school that she taught. We don't know what motive. You know, it's interesting. You know, they say the motive wasn't race-related. When somebody does a school shooting or somebody kills somebody, you know, when they do it singularly, you're like, that person's out of their mind. That person's whacked. Maybe it was a crime of passion. Maybe it was impulsive. They were on drugs. but it always gives a different sense of evil when there's two of them. How do two people become killers? There's usually more than premeditation. I'm not a forensic specialist. I'm not a detective. I don't have a history of law enforcement. But when you see these people go and kill somebody, there might be planning and premeditation, etc. But there's a whole variety of other things that could have gone wrong that might be attributed to it. But when you have two people that decide to take somebody out, how are they both psychologically on the same page? It's just a little odd. But it happens. Meaning, I think this is more premeditated. Now, her son have taken to Facebook in the aftermath. They say that they have forgiven the alleged murderers. The mugshots were released Thursday night. Cops said that the pair plotted the premeditated murder as she takes one of her regular strolls. She was last seen alive November 2nd, then reported missing and her remains found. I just don't get it. I don't know why. She suffered head trauma. They don't know officially the full cause. It could have been head trauma and then they suffocated her. I don't know. But they also say that Miller and Goodale, the boys, discussed the murder on social media after the killing. They haven't offered any further detail on the nature of those postings, what platform they were made on, if they were public or private, but that the two teens talked about it online. So I don't know did they think this is something that others wanted to do and they were like, we did it? I just don't know. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but any homicide is absolutely horrific, but when a student kills their teacher and two students choose to do it, it just starts to make you wonder what the heck. I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is undergoing right now, and some of the first of the witnesses have taken the stand. One such witness, Jason Lukowski, he was the first witness, and it's already day four, but now he is the witness of the defendant. He's an Army veteran. He traveled to Kenosha to protect property, and I guess Jason Lukowski was there, and he said that one of the victims, Joseph Rosenbaum, screamed, "Shoot me, N-word," and then false-stepped towards strangers to, quote, incite a violent response on the evening of August 25, 2020. And Rosenbaum was then shot four times by Rittenhouse. Now, Lukowski himself was armed with an AR-15, a knife, CS canisters at night, and he said that Rosenbaum asked him to shoot him several times. He said he was asking belligerently, and he was asking people to shoot him. Despite this, he said he did not feel Rosenbaum was a credible threat to him or anybody else, so he just walked away. So Lukowski actually demonstrated like a false step. I think it's like when you lurch forward, like you're about to jump at somebody, kind of a jarring movement. But he didn't think it was a threat, and he... The other key witnesses, Daily Caller Chief Video Director Richie McGinnis was there. He described that Rosenbaum had lunged for Rittenhouse's gun, having pursued him into a row of parked cars of what appeared to be something of a dead end. McGinnis painted a picture of the violence of the night and Rosenbaum's erratic and menacing behavior. He said he refused to cede that he was... I guess, already falling at the time of getting shot. So they're going back and forth to determine if Rittenhouse was, again, doing self-defense or if he was gunning people down. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Heard that supply line.
lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Current and former lawmakers, family, and friends are paying their final respects in Washington, D.C. to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who passed away last month. The pastor welcoming Powell's casket to the church.
With faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the body of our brother Colin Luther Powell for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection in the company of the saints.
Paul served as the first African-American Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush. Pfizer is planning to submit data to the FDA as soon as possible for its new COVID-19 pill. The experimental drug reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by 89% in high-risk individuals. USA Radio News. Republican-led states are suing President Biden over a vaccine mandate requiring employers in the private sector of at least 100 employees to mandate vaccines or testing. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel talks more about this on Fox Business.
Listen, I'm very pro-vaccine, Stuart. I got the vaccine. My kids have gotten it. But I do not think people should be choosing between putting food on the table and their livelihood and a government-mandated vaccine. I think it's really unconstitutional.
The mandate will be enforced beginning January 4th, 2022. President Biden says that those who are unvaccinated are making it difficult to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navy has fired three top leaders after a U.S. submarine struck an underwater mountain in the South China Sea. The three leaders were aboard the attack submarine USS Connecticut when it struck an uncharted sea mountain in early October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You can follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Facebook, and of course you can call in with your questions at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love our military. I love our Army, our Navy, our Air Force, our Coast Guard, our Marines. I just think they're the bomb. They're awesome. They can do no wrong. I love them. Good guys, good girls, good people. fantastic. I love our military. We support them. They got a little bit of flack in the news earlier this week, as many of the British tabloids and the British papers had reported that the Americans surrendered to the British Royal Marines in a training exercise that happened in the Mojave Desert. And they said that the Americans asked for a quote-unquote reset. Now, this caused a lot of concern for those of us here in America, because we do not want to lose to the British, even if we aren't at war. Now, we get along with the British. We go to London. We go to Great Britain. We watch 007. But there is an underlying tension between America and Great Britain. We might not see it. It might not be blatant, but it is. Some of us are still sore about the taxation without representation. British might be still sore about the Boston Tea Party. And some of you are like, nah, nobody's sore about that. I don't know. The British really shoved their tea in our face. I was like, I'd like a swill of tea. And we're like, I don't want to drink tea. Like, you won't drink some tea? You don't like your tea? How do you like your tea? I don't drink tea. We dumped it in the harbor. And the British would bring up tea just to kind of remind us of our taxation without representation, right? And that's not it. The British also, they have invaded our neighborhoods. I told you guys about this. All right? Our neighborhoods, especially mine, has two roundabouts. What in bloody hell is a roundabout doing in my neck of the woods? We don't have roundabouts. We have our twang, and we're driving home. We're like, what the hell in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name is this? And it's a British roundabout in our neighborhood. Why is there a roundabout? I think it's because this is where the British are going to set up their assault. I think the British know that we Americans are going to be confused. And they watch us at four-way stops. They study us. The British are studying us. We're at a four-way stop, and we're like, wait a second. You have the right-of-way. You have the right-of-way, and the British think they're superior because they have the roundabout. I mean, remember in Squid Game? Oh, I don't want to ruin it. But anyway, roundabouts sometimes do a little bit better than squares. Although I don't know if square was in Squid Game. Bad analogy. So I think the British would love to kick our butts again. And who knows? Maybe they'll want to take America back. Well, maybe not lately, because we look like we're a mess. So we do a lot of exercises, and we have a lot of British military here in our country. And we welcome them. I've been friends with them. They are fantastic. So there was a multinational exercise where there were troops from the Netherlands, Canada, United Arab Emirates, and this exercise was conducted in a, quote, free play environment designed to stress commanders, derive learning points, and allow participants to improve their ability to conduct offensive and defensive operations and adapt to changes on the battlefield, which I think is... I think that is something that, I mean, look at what we do with football. I mean, you can't always be on a winning team. You don't learn unless you lose. So you do have to be stressed. You have to be kind of pushed to the limit. Well, reports have come out earlier this week that the U.S. Marines, quote unquote, surrendered. And I wasn't buying it, so I didn't really bring it up a few days ago because I'm like, the Marines don't surrender. Okay, they don't. They die fighting. And again, this was play. This was all play, so nobody was getting hurt. But apparently, we were told that they asked for a reset, that the British commandos, quote-unquote, dominated the Marines. The Marines had to, quote-unquote, surrender after most of their unit was, quote, annihilated. This was picked up all over by the British articles and all that, and it made America look weak. Now, the Marines came back saying, nah, didn't happen. No. The surrender was not an option for the Marines. That's all the Marines do. Marine Captain Zachary Colvin is a spokesman for the Marine Corps Air Ground Center. and said, quote, winners are never determined. This exercise does not provide an opportunity to surrender, keep score, reset. The objective of the exercise is to heighten unit performance and increase readiness. They did confirm that British Royal Marines were part of the exercise's opposing Red Force under command of the 7th Marine Regiment. The Blue Force came from the 3rd Marine Regiment, and they had just completed the one-month-long integrated training course. And but we don't really know exactly who did better than who, etc. But this story went viral because the American military has been under attack. It's been under attack in a variety of different manners, and one of the current attacks is the vaccine mandate. We are set to lose thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, of military enlistees, officers, because they are being forced to vaccinate or not. That's not the time. There's also been a lot of criticism over much of the focus on progressiveness, wokeness. And so many politicians, many leaders are saying, you know, look, you know, this story should have never even come out. Even if the Marines didn't, quote unquote, lose or surrender or reset, and this is all a bunch of BS, we should have never been in a position to have the British be able to feel that they had one over on us. Now, I understand it's a strategy. Let people think you're weak. Let people think you're not there. They walk in and you can ambush them. That's not really how America likes to do things. America wants people to know that you don't mess with us. And you definitely don't mess with a Marine. And that we have the best military force ever. That's the way America does things. And it's worked for us. Same thing with Israel. You don't really hear people go, oh, you know, the Israelis can't protect their land. Yeah, that's not the rumor. The rumor is they will mess you up. And so, you know, some of you might agree with that, some of you might not agree with it, but for me, I really like the show of strength. Now, the media does like to run articles on the more progressive stuff. You know, and you know, I don't know if they're mixing bunks and what they're doing in terms of the front line and all the other stuff. And maybe they're not covering every time our military has a win, every time our military can bust a move, you know, and show its superiority and its dominance. So that could be the media's fault. But somebody on the outside, looking at this story, somebody on the outside seeing what happened in Afghanistan, even though that wasn't the military's fault, you know, it just didn't sound like something that would have been militarily planned out. You know, you don't leave the innocent people behind and all the weaponry and the quote unquote jewels. You get everything of worth and people out of there first. It just didn't really make sense. But when you see that our military is incapable of rescuing Americans out of Afghanistan, when you hear that our military is unable to protect our border, even though it's border patrol, that we are not protecting our border and we are letting drugs and cartel, you know, come in and, you know, people with criminal histories. When you see this story of we failed to knock the British on their butts, it gives people a sense that there's an opportunity, that we have vulnerabilities. And I don't know what the heck is happening. You know, I love our military, but whatever image this administration is giving our military, they better reverse and fix it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like Democratic leaders are now bringing both of President Biden's social spending bill and bipartisan infrastructure bill up for votes today. This is following weeks of intense negotiations. Remember, they had wanted to have like an October 31st deadline, and it's they passed that one. And there's been a lot of back and forth with Senators Manchin and Sinema not buying a lot of what the spending is for. And the House Rules Committee is now slated to meet throughout the night to finalize the text of Biden's spending bill dubbed the Build Back Better Act. Build Back Better. And the legislation is expected to be about $1.75 trillion in spending over a 10-year period. Some people are like, so that's chump change. We're in a lot of debt already. For those of us that kind of did the math, that's a lot of money. To put into perspective, 1 million seconds is about 12 days. 1 billion seconds is 31 years. 1 trillion seconds is 35,000 years. It's a lot of money, a trillion. And this is 1.75 trillion, so almost 2 trillion. They say, according to Fox Business, when the bill is finalized, the House will debate and vote on the rule for the spending bill and then vote on whether to pass the bill itself. House lawmakers will also vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is focused on physical projects. The House already debated the infrastructure bill, likely fast-tracking a final vote. So House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland, informed lawmakers of the expected timeline. The House is convening, well, was supposed to convene at 8 a.m. today, take votes on Senate Amendment to H.R. 3684, which is the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and the Build Back Better Act. The votes will then take place, and then it'll go to the Senate. Senator Joe Manchin caused significant cuts to happen. It was originally supposed to be a $3.5 trillion bill in spending on social and climate-related programs. House Pelosi announced a provision for 4 weeks of paid leave, which Manchin opposed. She wanted it back in the bill. Democratic leaders said, quote-unquote, pay-fors included in the bill, like tax hikes for the wealthiest Americans, enhanced IRS tax enforcement, where they're going to be, you know, searching people's or overseeing their bank accounts, will cover the bill's costs. They said Republicans have universally opposed the bills, arguing that they're fiscally irresponsible, could lead to economic ruin and rising inflation. If the House votes up to pass this, then it's going to go to Senate vote. But if it is in the Senate, we still don't know if Manchin or Senator Kristen Sinema, both Democrats and key holdouts, are going to support the final version. So, you know, here's the thing. Let's look at the IRS tax enforcement, okay? So they originally wanted to look at expenditures or transactions over $600 or bank accounts that received more than $600 to see if they're paying appropriate taxes. And that's kind of a spinoff of, you know, if you earn more than $500-$600, I forget the cutoff, you know, you don't have to pay taxes on, or, well, you do pay taxes on, but people think, well, you know what, no one's going to look. But over that, you know, you have to, they're going to make sure that you pay taxes on that, which is why you get 1099 and all that. Well, we pay trillions of dollars to the IRS, which we have done, for their oversight and for their you know, implementation of rules and enforcement of rules. And so, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody is supposed to pay taxes, they should pay them. And I understand that there needs to be somebody to oversee that. But what I don't understand is why the tax code is so confusing. I just don't understand why we can't do a simpler tax code. Because here's the thing. One of the reasons why we are in the state that we're in and the problems we have is because half the country doesn't pay taxes. That has been a statistic that has pervaded and nobody seems to talk about. That half of the country is not paying the taxes they're supposed to, or taxes at all. And you can't have half of a country support the other half, especially as they're becoming a minority, as, you know, migrants come in and open borders. There's just not enough money. We saw what happened in Detroit, where tax-paying individuals left when the economy, you know, tanked, especially the car industry. Then there weren't enough people putting tax money into the city. I think that happened to Oakland as well. When cities go under because there's not enough tax dollars, you could only tax the paying people so much. So then the Democrats are like, well, then this is what we'll do. We're going to oversee all these bank accounts. How is that even possible? Well, we're going to force the banks to turn over information. And the banks are like, we don't even have the staff to operate now. How do we do that? How do we take that on? So the Democrats have now limited, or they have now suggested, well, what about, you know, over $10,000 or over? And again, I'm still unclear if it's transactions or what's in the accounts. But I think this is a cluster. Because to determine if somebody is paying the proper taxes like they are, you have to then go through all the tax codes. A flat tax, why don't we have a flat percentage? Everybody pays 8%, or what Herman Cain said, 9%. If you're only making $100, you only pay 9. Even though, obviously, whoever, you know, this will then exempt anybody that's obviously poor and not making money. But that's how it works. Somebody making $100 pays $9, unless, of course, exempt. Somebody who makes, you know, $1 million will pay $9,000, right? Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of it? Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second, guys. This is why don't take Calculus 3. Because when you do, when you go as high in math as I did, you can't do simple math. Okay, oh, my gosh. So 9% of 1 million. Okay, hold on a second. And it's a Friday. Yeah, 90,000. Okay, there we go. Hey, I was right about the 9. All right, so somebody making $1 million pays $90,000. Somebody making $100 pays $9. Simple. And then you look at their account. If they had X amount of income and they paid that percentage, roughly that percentage in taxes, that they're good. It's much more simplified. But instead, we're putting more and more money. Part of this bill is putting in more money to the IRS. It's giving the IRS more money. It's also putting more money into the Affordable Care Act. Why aren't you putting money into clinics? Why aren't you putting money into free clinics and build more hospitals, medications that can, you know, help with COVID? Why aren't we putting the money into that? No. We want to pay for more subsidies. So they're going to give more money to the insurance companies. I don't get it. And apparently there's a lot of other stuff in there, like mandates for businesses. And so, you know, it's a it's going to be a very, very frustrating time in our economic life and landscape, having something like this pass when we don't even know what's in the bill. We don't, just like with the ACA, pass it and then read it. No. Okay, let us read it. Let us know exactly what we're spending money on and cut stuff out. And it blows my mind that it's taken Senator Manchin and Sinema to actually be the holdouts. I mean, they are potentially saving this country. Because if we do force business in this bill to do things that are not economically sound, they go under. We have an economic collapse, inflation. It's going to be a mess. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibiotic
antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.